I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, you are listening to the IRIB English Radio and we are here to present yet another episode of your favorite program A Muslim Lady. As you know, we have been discussing very important and various issues regarding our Muslim lady, and especially at the viewpoint of the Holy Quran and the Ahadith and Riwayat. We have been discussing so many issues about Muslim lady according to the Riwayat and Ayat of the Holy Quran and Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So again, we are here to discuss some very important and very fantastic issues regarding Muslim lady. In some episode, we have discussed the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini about Muslim ladies. And today we are going to discuss yet another great scholar of Islam, Shahid Mutahhari. Ayatollah Shahid Mutahhari, and he was a very fantastic and extraordinary philosopher and great thinker of Islam, and he has so many things to talk about the rights of women in Islam and the role of women in the society. So inshallah, we will discuss, and I hope you will enjoy today's discussion also. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me, my wife, Razia Batul Najafi. Salamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I would love to hear, inshallah, and discuss together about a great scholar, the viewpoint of Shahid Mutahhari. He's one of my favorite thinker and scholar. Yeah,
alhamdulillah. So before we start about his viewpoints regarding Muslim lady and the role of Muslim lady or the rights of a Muslim lady in the society, let me start with that. Unfortunately, the role as a Muslim lady or as a generally a lady has been neglected for so many years, you know, since the creation of the human being until now, its role, its rights have been neglected by so many communities and societies.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And we can't believe it. Even now, in this modern era, still people are fighting, and we have to go back and back again to the same amazing teachings of Islam to prove that a woman has a right.
Right, and role. Like woman and man are two wheels of a, you know, vehicle.
Exactly.
So they play same role, but in different styles. So if we look at the other heaven books, like Bible and other heavenly books, unfortunately, we find that so many misunderstandings and so many bad things about women, they have been, you know, fabricated.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because the Torah and the Bible, which we have in these days, they are totally, I think more than 60-70% is fabricated.
Yes.
So one of the fabrication is about the women, and it represents or it presents the women as the root of every evil thing.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Root of all the sins. And Islam, look at the Islam. Islam has given so much importance and so much respect to ladies and women. So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
Mm-hmm.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself started giving this very important status and respect.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, if for example the other divine books, yeah, if they think a woman is a source of evil, so why Allah has created, you know, that kind of creation, and especially then make her a mother. Mother is the source of upbringing of a nation. So it doesn't suit at all. Like, we know that even in other divine books, they are always claiming, and that is right, that Allah and our Creator is so kind and merciful. So how come the merciful is creating the, you know, source of evil as a, playing the role of mother, you know, or a wife? It's not an easy role. So I love the way Quran is mentioning, Ya Allah. The wordings of Quran is just awesome. A very clear cut, no doubts at all. You know, the picture is so clear that Allah says, Min nafsim wahida, yeah. Like, I have created, yeah, all the nation, and a nation means mankind,
human,
you know,
being.
Human being. Min nafsin wahida, that's it. You know, the chapter is closed.
Ya ayyuhannas uttaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida.
So, alladhi khalaqakum, all of you, I have created all of you, the mankind. So the subject, you know, the topic, the big debate, like I think this is the biggest, you know, like we can say positive and very superior point of it, the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Quran, the Muslims, yeah? A divine book. Because if you compare this book with other books, you are just lost. Because you say, how come the same meaning and message is coming from the same creator? You know, the messages are totally opposite.
Definitely, in so many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the women and men, they are created from this one soul.
Exactly.
Yeah. What does this mean? This means that in the creation, in humanity, there is no difference between men and women. But in their role, maybe some differences there are, definitely. Ayatollah Sayyid Mutahhari gives us beautiful example. You know, if, for example, a person has so many businesses,
yeah,
for example, he has, you know, a factory, he has a farm, so many businesses he does. And he has some children also. So when he is near to die, he divides his, you know, wealth between his children according to their ability. Some of his children, maybe they are interested in business, you know, he gives them this business. And some of his children, they have ability to go to, you know, farming or, you know, these in this area, so he gives his farms to these children. So nobody says he has done injustice. You know, maybe the business he has given to his some children, it has more value, a little bit wealth, more you know, materialistic value. But nobody says he has done injustice. Everybody says he has done perfect. Because he has done the division according to the ability,
exactly,
his children,
yes,
have.
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men and women,
yeah,
and he knows the qualities, the attitude, the behavior we have. So according to this, he has given us a role. And this is perfect, you know. This we can't say Allah has given different rights, less rights to women and more rights to men. This is totally wrong. So many other ayats also, verses, they say, like, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. The nature Allah has created, men and women, is same.
this is the duty of we as a mankind, human being, that we have to obey Allah. Yeah, for obeying Allah, we have the same fitrah, the same nature, the same feelings. Like sometimes I really think about it, that if there's any kind of big difference between men and women in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the duties as a servant of Allah would be different. Like there would be 5 prayers for you as a man and 2 prayers, you know, to offer every day, daily prayers for me. But it's not like that. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ
لِلدِّينَ
Yeah, لِلدِّينَ. So just obey Allah, because you both, men and women, you have the same fitrah, the same feelings in about obeying Allah. And that is the most important thing. Yeah?
Definitely. And Shahid Muhtari says that when we look at the Adam and Eve, we see that they both had the same, you know, rights and were equally, you know, bestowed tested. And okay. tested, bestowed the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came on earth together, they were in Jannah together, both together, and they done the tawbah together. So all these things, they were combined between them.
Exactly.
So since the creation of Adam and Eve,
Even the teacher is same. Like, teacher is Allah. Yeah, Allah is teaching. Allah is training us as a mankind. So the teacher is same. The enemy, Shaitan, is same. Yeah, and the challenges are same. Yeah. So even the place is same. The mission is same. It's not something very, very different. It's no. Because your level of understanding is less, so your challenges are less. You are in primary level, and I'm in, you know, like high level. So it's not like that. It's such a beautiful example, and I love the, you know, wordings of Quran. The way Quran says, like both, like the tasnia in Arabic language, you know, usually used for 2 people. So I love the Quran is always mentioning,
fawaswasa lahuma
shaytan. So in the same, you know, period, in the same position, in the same level, Shaitan is just whispering, some negativity in both heart. That is the description of
Kullu nafsin bima kasabat alayha rahina.
Exactly.
Laha ma kasabat wa alayha maktasabat. Quran does not say that if men earns any ibadah or reward and thawab, he has different value, and women, if they do any ibadah, they have different value and reward. No.
Can you translate this ayah? Because I love it. Kullu nafs. You know, the same nafs which Allah has mentioned in that Quran, the ayah that inna khalaqakum min nafsin wahida.
One soul. Soul,
So here
soul.
Also Allah is saying each soul, is?
Laha ma kasabat wa alayha maktasabat. Whatever good deed it does, it will get rewarded. And whatever sin it commits, it will get the punishment of it.
So you are accountable of your deeds.
There's no difference in this sense, you know, between men and women. We have come to the end of this episode. I hope, dear listeners, you have enjoyed. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.